Mario Sunday Roast on Today FM with Mario Rosenstock.
Welcome back to Mario Sunday Roast, and thanks for all your texts. They're flying in there. Now I'm delighted to be joined by Owen Denver. How are you, Owen?
I'm great, thanks.
You came down from Belfast?
Yep, just this morning.
And you came down to do the story behind the song with me. And here is a clip of, this is called Ghost, is it?
Yep, Ghost.
I need to give up your ghost. I need to fall out of love. But I'm addicted to you, you're on my mind everywhere I go. I wish you'd call on the phone as much as I wish a dog. 'Cause I'm no good to myself alone, and now I'm an animal.
Oh. Yeah, great set of pipes on you there, Owen.
Thanks very much.
Fantastic. What's the ghost song about?
It's about a really horrific Tinder experience, which I just have to relive every time I talk about what the song's about. So I had been messaging somebody on Tinder, and then ghosting, for anybody that doesn't know, Tinder is a dating app, and then ghosting is the act of them like ceasing all communication back to you. They just disappear, they become a ghost, and you just kind of get left completely just emotionally shafted, and you just don't really know what's happening. And I wrote that song as a way to kind of vent those feelings.
Very good. Very good. Okay, and tell us about the song that you've chosen for the story behind the song today. What is the song?
So the song I went for is You Know I'm No Good by Amy Winehouse.
This is the first time we've had an Amy Winehouse song on this this item. Fantastic. So tell us what you know about the song.
So I've always felt like it's one of her kind of more underrated songs, especially on like that album, Back to Black. It's got a lot of massive hits on it. And You Know I'm No Good, it was big in America and the UK, but it wasn't as big as like Rehab or Tears Dry on Their Own. But for me, it's the one that kind of has the most alarm bells of like, this is a woman who is very self-destructive and very sort of hard on herself. And it kind of breaks a lot of norms of what a lot of people, not even just females, but people were kind of singing about, where everything was kind of she was so hard on herself, and everything was just kind of, she was always beating herself up. And even this whole song in general is about her cheating on the man that she's in love with. And even like during the song, it just seems to come across as she's not even sure why she's doing it, because she doesn't even like these other people that she's with, and she's in love with this man, but for some reason she's still cheating on him because she knows that she will cheat on them. And it's just this like really destructive cycle that she's in, which comes across really kind of like sort of lighthearted and whimsical. And my brother pointed out to me years ago, which I always thought has always kind of stuck with me, is the James Brown song, I Feel Good, has this like thing that runs the whole way through it with the trumpets going like, da-da-na-na-na-na. And that kind of thing pops up during You Know I'm No Good so much. And it's almost like when Mark Ronson was producing it, he was like, right, let's sort of flip this on its head and have it to be like this sort of black version of You Know I'm No Good, where like it's the same kind of sort of happy-go-lucky sound to it. And but it just comes across with a much darker tone because there's such a seedier element to it.
And it's even worse. It's even dark. It's even darker than dark. It's totally self-destructive.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of hints at the person she became and the what happened to her.
Yeah. Well, I don't think there was ever really any illusion that she wasn't as troubled as she was, but it was bizarre that because she was in this sort of public realm all the time, and she was always airing like all of her like relationship problems and everything all the time. There was times where she accepted like Brit Awards, and she was like, during her acceptance speech, it was like, everybody give it up for my Blakey, who was the man that she was like desperately in love with. And she, like a lot of artists, would be very secret about their personal lives, but she just kind of put everything out there all the time. And she was almost just like a caricature, and people would dress up as her at Halloween because she was just, it was like she wasn't a real person. She was just so completely exposed and didn't care about sharing elements of her personal life. And really, it was just such a self-destructive spiral, and really, it was bound to end in disaster. But for some reason, it still felt really shocking when she did like tragically die such an early death.
There's some interesting aspects to the song as well, technical aspects. Like, apparently the song borrows the bass line from House of Pain's top 10 single, Jump Around.
I'd say that's probably they gone down to Mark Ronson. I know he kind of has this way of sort of lifting elements from sort of classic songs, especially like Motown, but usually in a lot of the sense he'll sort of relift it and make it seem like it's something brand new. But yeah, so I'm not really sure why he wanted to combine that with it, but it seems to work so well.
There's a reference to Roger Moore in the song as well, who played James Bond from 73 to 85, and the lyric in question goes, "By the time I'm out the door, you tear men down like Roger Moore." And I think Moore quipped at one stage, he had no idea why Winehouse chose to include him in the lyrics, as his left eyebrow went up, unless she wanted a word that rhymed with door and could not find a word that rhymed with Connery.
Yeah, I'm sure all the other Bonds were a bit hard done by that.
And a second version of this song was recorded with added guest vocals from Wu-Tang Clan member Ghostface Killah. This version appears on his album Moorfish and the American and Japanese release of Bond Black to Black. So what does the song mean to you, Owen?
I think it means... Well, I think most of my education that I got in Amy Winehouse came from the documentary that was released about her. Was it like 3-4 years ago maybe? But there were really funny moments where she was doing like a really lighthearted radio program, like probably not too dissimilar to this one, where it's just kind of general chit chat on the air. And then the radio DJ mentions one of her songs. And then Amy is just completely short and is like slagging off the producer. And she's like, "No, I hate him. I really hate that guy because he used fake trumpets on my recording." And she was such a purist that she just couldn't believe that she didn't get a real trumpeter in to play on her recordings. Like, she was so pure about everything. Like, she was raised in a household where she had lots of family members, like uncles and aunts and stuff, who were jazz musicians. And she just sort of grew up with like Frank Sinatra as being her soundtrack to her life. And even that extended to the songs that she wrote when she was writing them out. She wasn't making all this stuff up. Like, there's a line in this song, "I cried for you on the bathroom floor," or kitchen floor. And like, it's really kind of savage if you kind of take it out of the context of the song, because the song kind of like panders it out. Like, it's just sort of, it's a funny little escapade that didn't really happen. But with her, like, it really genuinely did. Everything that happens in her songs actually genuinely did happen. And I don't think there's any artist that will ever be like that again, because it's such a way to live. And It makes me as an artist kind of feel like I need to kind of be as authentic as I possibly can. So as horrific as my Tinder experience was, I was like, let's earn some money out of this heartbreak and try and spin it into something positive.
Great, Owen. Thanks for coming in and telling me that story. And down to you to introduce it.
Okay, so this is Amy Winehouse, "You Know I'm No Good."
Me out like I'm
Amy Winehouse, You Know I'm No Good. The story behind the song is told by Owen Denver.
Mario's Sunday Roast on Today FM with Mario Rosenstock.